Good day, and welcome to What's Happening MoCo, a podcast from your award-winning government television station, County Cable Montgomery. Now, here's your host, Derek Kenny.
Good day, What's Happening MoCo. We are back live in podcast row at the MACO Conference in Ocean City, Maryland, and we are with the new director of the Department of Environmental Protection, John Monger. And he's going to tell us a little bit about himself, because he's brand new. How long have you been with the county now?
So this is actually week two. An entire 2 weeks already.
Right. Now, how has it been so far? Have you received a warm welcome from the county?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the county community has just been absolutely wonderful. And there's so many great things, as you know, Derek, happening across Montgomery County. When it comes to the environment and climate, that it's just been a terrifically warm welcome, and so much great work is already underway.
Wonderful. Well, we consider ourselves great friends with DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection. We had a great time at Green Fest in the city. Cindy Pena was so warm, and we've always worked with Larissa Johnson on home energy hacks, these tips for residents to conserve energy. And now we have a chance to talk to the director, which is wonderful, because now, coming in new, you may have a vision of what you may want to implement for the county. Not a full vision, just a cursory glance or a charge that you have in your role. What would that be?
Thanks, Derek. So, you know, like I said, there's so much great work happening across the county, and I think there's a lot to be proud of here in Montgomery County. We have an incredibly ambitious and terrific climate action plan. And we are, you don't have to look very far to see that the effects of climate change are already here. You see the wildfires, even though they're in Canada, shutting down schools, businesses, and operations across the county. You've obviously seen the horrifically and deadly wildfires recently in Maui. And right here in Montgomery County, we're also living with the effects of what a warmer climate means for heat, for health, for our residents. And When we think about the environment and climate, at the end of the day, Derek, all of our work is about human health and public health and how that interacts with the environment. So when we look at all the drivers of climate change, there's a direct line from all of these changes that are happening and the impacts on human health and the environment. So really thinking about how we can address these changes in a way that's proactive, thoughtful, and keeps the health of our community front and center.
A lot of times you think about different departments, you don't really think of the connection between climate and health, human health, and that's really, really important. What have you been learning so far at the MACO Conference? What are some of the things that you find are of importance here?
Sure. So this conference is a phenomenal gathering, of entities from across the state of Maryland. And one of the things that you can see very clearly here is that there is a public commitment across the state on making progress together. So one of the great examples that that's also here is that there's a lot of members from the community representative, a lot of stakeholders, a lot of businesses. And the terrific thing about MACO is that everyone's in one place to talk about how we can solve these problems together. So there's obviously a lot of different viewpoints, there's obviously a lot of problems, but a lot of opportunities to work together too. So for the past few days and throughout today, also tomorrow, there's going to be a continuing conversation about how the entire state of Maryland, particularly at the county level, can be working together on these issues.
Incredible.
And lots of crab. Let's not forget the crab.
That's a good question. All right, let's take a break from all the serious stuff. You're here in Ocean City, and you're new to Montgomery County, at least Montgomery County government. What's your favorite food so far in Ocean City, and what's your favorite Maryland food?
I mean, so I don't want to be cliche here, right, Derek, but yeah. Favorite food here at this gathering is absolutely crab cakes.
Okay.
There was a light aioli drizzle on them.
Mm.
And you know, you can tell when crab is fresh.
Right. Yeah.
We all know the difference between that,
right,
fresh and not. And it's definitely fresh here.
Awesome. Now, have you had a chance to enjoy the beautiful city at all? Maybe walk the boardwalk or maybe see the sunset, or just any of the nuances or the touristy type options of Ocean City?
So the short answer is no.
Okay.
But the good news about the great thing about Ocean City that you can see very easily is that you don't have to go far to see the natural beauty. So
right.
even though the business is happening here at the convention center, we're right on the bay. So all you have to do is walk to the end of the hallway and you can see the beautiful bay and the beautiful scene here in Ocean City. And the county's been terrifically welcoming. The city's been terrifically welcoming. So it's a wonderful place to hold this conference.
Now, how has it been so far? You mentioned all the different types of people here. And I guess that's another reminder that even though a conference is in a nice place, it's not a vacation. This is work. You're here to meet with your peers from across the country, and not only your peers, but your de facto bosses, the people that you'll be reporting to. You talk to council members, you know that the county executive is here. What are some of the things that you hope to achieve during your tenure that supports some of the vision of the county?
Sure. So Montgomery County is one of the most diverse counties in America. You may be familiar with Wallet Hub, and I didn't know Wallet Hub did this. I thought they just told you what kind of credit card you should be applying for.
Right.
But Wallet Hub recently did a ranking of the most diverse cities in the United States of America.
Okay.
Montgomery County had not one, not two, but three of the top five in America most diverse cities in the country. Germantown, Gaithersburg, Silver Spring were two, three, and four most diverse cities in the country. So one of the reason I mentioned that, Derek, is because the county we have is just terrifically strengthened by that diversity. And when we think about environmental programs and their nexus, particularly the public health, it's also thinking about how this actually impacts the communities in the county and how we make sure that our programs work for them and with them. And a very big part of that is really having continual and direct conversation with the diverse communities across the county.
Awesome.
And making sure that when we're talking about programs that they work for small businesses, they work for minority-owned businesses, you know, that our materials, and we have a very robust translation program, that our materials are available in a wide variety of languages so that residents, regardless of the language they speak, can access the services we provide.
Now, speaking of residents and services, the onus is not all on your department to improve the environment. It takes a collective effort of the government and, of course, the residents and the businesses and all those things. What are some of the small things that residents can do? What are two things to start helping to improve the environment?
Sure. So, you know, when talking with residents, I think it's always important to think about doing things that are very much ambitious, but also achievable, right? So residents, not everyone has the privilege like I do and like many others working across the county and state do to work on these very exciting issues every single day. People have jobs, people have families, people have lives, people have school, people have obligations. And so really making sure that our programs are accessible and actionable for families. The short answer to your question is do something that you can actually do,
that
you can commit to.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing something that's attainable for your daily life that you can actually repeat. So this is a little bit of a broad answer, but you know, one thing is educate yourself. So find out how you can plug into the county's resources. For example, we've got a really robust recycling program across the entire county. Figure out if there's things you can do. Look in your own kitchen. So picture your fridge, Derek. Okay.
Just picture my fridge. Okay. That's scary. Okay.
You're standing in front of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
What's in there, and what are you doing with all of it? What are you doing with the food that you're about to make with the scraps?
Right.
What are you doing with the bottles and cans in it when you're done with them?
Yeah.
And just, I sort of say, just start in your own home and think about how you can do things in your daily life that you can actually commit to doing.
Right.
Because you've got a job too, right? You got to look fly. You got to get out to Ocean City.
Thank you very much.
You got to get out to Ocean City. Mm-hmm. So you've got things too. So my advice is to do something in your own home that you can actually repeat on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking about how we can increase the recycling that's coming out of our own kitchens is absolutely something that that residents can really look at in a tangible way in their own home.
Awesome. Thank you for those tidbits, and we welcome you to the county. And we'll put in a round of applause for you because you certainly deserve it. And we're looking forward to great things from you. The new director of the Department of Environmental Protection, John Monger, he is here at MACO to learn best practices from across the country, meet with his peers, and prepare to serve you, the residents of Montgomery County. That's what's happening in MOCO.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and please subscribe.